Hey, everybody. I wanted to take just a few minutes today to talk about one of the more challenging aspects of running a successful home-based business, and that is, quite frankly, the home-based part of the equation. For some of you, this may be the first time you've ever had a job working from home, and you're probably quickly finding out that that comes with a whole lot of potential distractions. Some of us have spouses, kids, pets, you name it, all kinds of things going on all the time that demand your attention. And that can end up being a big distraction. And on any given day, you find yourself all of a sudden looking at your watch and it's 3:30 and you haven't made phone call number one yet because, yeah, this chaotic situation or that emergency or, you know, what have you that needed to be addressed right then in the moment. And so the next thing you know, you're at the end of the day and you hadn't actually accomplished anything that's going to put food on the table or pay any of the bills. And so today I want to kind of give you a little bit of insight of some of the things I've experienced and tips and tricks that I've learned to kind of overcome the challenges of being a home-based professional and see if I can help you figure out some ways that you can be a little bit more structured and productive in your day-to-day. And one of the things that we fail to do a lot of times is to have that structure in our day where we have certain hours or times set aside so that we can accomplish various tasks. The failure to structure your day can be a huge downfall. You have to set aside that time to make your phone calls, to send out your emails, to plan your day and your strategy and how exactly you're going to go about recruiting. And failure or an inability to set a schedule and respect it can be one of the biggest pitfalls. And the reason I put it that way is because you can make up your mind that you're going to set aside a certain block of time to do phone calls or emails or whatever the case. But then if something chaotic emergency pops up all of a sudden in the middle of that time block and you drop that business activity so that you can tend to whatever the personal needs are, then you didn't respect that time block. So you might as well not even made up your mind or made a plan to respect that structure, because at the end of the day, you leave it on the table and you go do whatever else it is that's pulling you away from the activities that are going to drive your business forward. Another thing that can be a problem is the inability to create a quiet and distraction-free environment from which to conduct your business. Drivers are around a lot of noise all the time, every day, and if they're barreling down the road and they're trying to talk to you about a job and they can't hear you because you've got dogs in the background or the TV's on too loud or poor reception on your phone service or whatever the case may be, you're going to have a hard time keeping that driver's attention, keeping them engaged in the process so that you can get that application. If they have to keep asking you over and over again to repeat yourself, then eventually they're just going to either hang up the phone or get you off the line somehow so that they don't have to deal with the situation anymore. So, and that's one of the biggest complaints whenever we talk to drivers and do follow-ups, and is that, you know, if they have a lot of noise on the line or if it's difficult to communicate, difficult to hear you, then they're not going to try for very long before they just abandon the process and move on. So you want to make sure that wherever you're at, you've got enough privacy, enough quiet, that it sounds like a professional atmosphere wherever you happen to be, even if that's just in a bedroom of your house. So in order to be successful, if you're working from home, the first thing you have to do is take control of your situation. You got to create some boundaries, whether it's for spouse or kids or whatever the case, and just let them know, hey, if I had a real job, so to speak, then I'd have to get up in the morning and I'd have to get in my car and drive to someplace. I wouldn't be here during the day to address these different things. So whenever I'm in my den or my study or the bedroom or the bathroom or out on the deck or wherever it happens to be that I do my recruiting business, then you need to respect that. If the door's closed, know that I'm on a phone call or I'm at the office and I'm not at home right now. That way you can focus on making the phone calls that you need to make and get the job done. And along with that, like I said, you need to set aside some work hours with designated phone calling times and emailing and doing research on different accounts and carriers that you want to work with, and then stick to that. You want to have the morning time be your phone calls outgoing, then that's great. Set aside from 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, all the way up until noon when we do our lunch and learn for your outgoing calls, and then that leaves the afternoon for these drivers to get your messages and to try calling you back. And then at the end of the day, if you hadn't heard from a driver and you want to shoot them an email, we've got some templates that'll help you to do that quickly. And I can show you how to even set up and send out mass emails if you want to make a list of all the people you tried calling and didn't get a hold of, and then just send all of them one custom tailored email at the same time. We've got the tools to do that as well. But it's a matter of actually just setting that time aside, sitting down and doing the focused work that you decided that you needed to do, and then follow through. It's all about the follow through. You have to respect your own schedule and processes, otherwise nobody else will. And so if you can get yourself into that habit where I'm going to sit down and I'm going to bang out my phone calls from this period to this time, and I'm going to try and get as many drivers called as I possibly can, put my head down and just power through and make the phone calls, then you'll find that you'll be a lot more productive, and then you'll actually start hitting those numbers that you're looking to hit. Because without making the phone calls, you can't get the applications, and without getting the applications, you can't get the drivers hired. Now, I'll take just a minute to say this. For those of you that are wanting to start this or do this on a part-time basis, your activity doesn't need to be all day, every day in order to be effective and successful at this job. You just need to be consistent. You know, if you can set aside an hour or two every day to focus on your recruiting business, to call drivers, return phone calls, send out some emails, then you can be successful at this and then scale it up to whatever you want it to be eventually. But I've not seen anybody that can make a phone calls on one day and then skip 3 or 4 days and then try and do it again the next week for a day or two or something like that and be successful. The drivers, they're not going to sit around at home waiting for you to call them back. They're looking to get a job. And so oftentimes the very first recruiter to actually pick up the phone and have a conversation with them is going to more than likely be the recruiter that gets them their next job. So if you can be consistent, at least set aside a couple of hours every day where you can do this, then you can be successful. And obviously, the more drivers you call, the more applications you'll submit, the more money that you'll make. The level of activity is going to directly affect how successful you can be. And whenever you're looking at planning out your activity, you want to set goals for yourself so that you can kind of measure your performance and tweak it a little bit as you go along. And a couple of things, in order for a goal to be valid, it has to check a couple of boxes. One of them is that it needs to be something that you can directly control. When it comes to however many phone calls you're going to make today, you can control that. How many applications you're going to get submitted, to a certain degree, you can control that, right? Because we know that out of 30, 40 drivers that we talk to, we're going to get at least one application. So as long as you can sit down and map out, okay, I'm going to make at least 40 phone calls today, and out of that, I'm going to get at least one application, then that's kind of the direction you want to be headed with that. And the next thing you want to do is make sure that it's whatever it is measurable. You can't measure how many warm fuzzies you give drivers that day because that's an abstract sort of a thing. But you can measure how many times you dialed the phone. You can measure how many times you got the driver on the phone. You know, things like that that you can directly control, that you can directly measure. And then finally, whenever you set your goals, make sure that they're realistic and attainable. Your first day out, you don't want to set a goal of 50 phone calls, because guess what? You're probably going to make more like 4 as you're trying to figure out the whole thing and get a sort of a process going and whatnot. But once you kind of find that rhythm and you figure out how you work and where you work and sort of get your game plan down, start to plan out your day. Okay, I'm going to make phone calls from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock today. And if I can average 20 calls an hour for 4 hours, and I can make 80 phone calls. Well, that sounds good, but if you end up getting a driver on the phone and he's qualified and you do an application, that right there could be the better part of an hour you know, just doing that application with the presentation and all that good stuff there. So you got to take all that into account, say, okay, well, you know, if I get an application, that's an hour. I got three more hours at 20 apiece. I'm going to try and get 60 calls in plus an application or whatever. But the idea, again, is make sure that wherever your goals are setting, if it's your first week out, say, hey, today I'm going to make five phone calls, and then make five phone calls. And don't stop until you've got at least five calls, even if it took you 8 hours to do them. And then tomorrow, if you made the five calls today, say, hey, tomorrow I'm going to make eight, or I'm going to make 10, or whatever the case is. And then you keep trying to build yourself up to being more and more productive. Now, if you happen to come up short one day and you didn't make all the phone calls that you had intended to make, take a minute to look at your process and figure out where you might be losing too much time. Am I doing too much upfront work for drivers before I even dial the phone? Because if I'm taking 15 minutes to look at a driver's location and all the other routes around them that I might pitch if this one doesn't work out, well, the next thing you know, you've got 10, 15, 20 minutes dedicated to a driver that may never even answer the phone. And so we want to be careful whenever it comes to things like pre-filling questions and in the pre-screening, such as driver's name and this, that, and the other thing, or doing research to find backup jobs that we might be able to pitch to a driver if they end up not being interested in this job they applied for, or whatever the case, you might find that you're losing a lot of time not talking to drivers just because you're doing a bunch of prep work for drivers that you won't ever get on the phone in the first place. So that's one of the reasons why I built the system the way I did. It's built for speed, so that you get a driver on the phone. Then once you've learned the mapping system a little bit and kind of figured your way around that, it becomes pretty quick and easy to just pull up his quadrant and take a look at the jobs in the area. You just click that best jobs box, and they're the local and even to some degree the regional routes. And it's going to light up what we have qualified to be the best jobs in various categories that are in his area. And so you don't need to spend all of that time in advance studying the maps and the driver's location and figuring out what else you might do. First thing we want to do is just get this driver on the phone to see if he's going to be worth our time or not. By the time we reach the end of the pre-screening, we know at that point, maybe even before then, whether or not this driver is somebody that can get hired by one of our carriers or not. And if he's not, there's really not any reason for us to spend a whole lot of time talking to him, building a rapport, pitching ideas, or any of the rest of it. You know, the minute you find out that a driver is not eligible, say, hey, you know what, I think I might have some stuff here, but I respect your time too much to tie you up while I look, so let me get off the phone real quick and save my number, because as soon as I come up with something, I'm going to give you a call back. And then he's got your number, and if you ever come up with something, then you can call him back, you know, maybe next year when some of his offenses or tickets or incidents or accidents or what have you have fallen off of his record. That felony all of a sudden's 8 years old next year and it won't be an issue anymore. Then you can call him back and see where he's at that point and say, hey man, hadn't talked to you in a minute, but I hadn't forgotten about you. I just want to touch base with you again, see how things are going. Make sure you hadn't got any more felonies or tickets or accidents or anything else since the last time we talked. Then at that point, they might be somebody that you can work with and invest a little bit of time in. Other than that, really, we just want to get these drivers on the phone to, first of all, figure out if they're going in the good driver bin or the bad driver bin. The bad drivers, we'll mark them ineligible and move on to the next guy on the list and eventually hopefully circle around to them. But we want to get to that next driver that is qualified so we can get that seat filled and get a paycheck. And to that point, I'll also say this, perfect practice makes perfect. You know, you always hear the old saying, practice makes perfect. But in reality, if you're practicing things wrong, then you're going to get to where you're just doing them wrong out of habit. And so you want to look at your process, look at exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it. Make sure that you're doing everything the most effective way that you possibly can so that you don't ingrain bad habits that aren't getting drivers hired, right? It doesn't matter if you call 50 drivers if you're not being effective on the phone with any of the drivers. So I'd rather you talk to five drivers and be super effective and get one driver hired than to talk to 50 drivers not doing it right and basically just burning through good prospects and leads that should be getting hired, but for whatever reason aren't because of some imperfection in your pitch or your delivery or whatever the case may be. So whenever you're going through and you're looking at your process, see if there's anything about what you're doing that's ineffective. Or if you're not sure, come to me. If you want to record some of your phone calls, then I'll be more than happy to guide you on how exactly you can go about doing that. And I'll be more than glad to critique your phone calls, give them a listen, tell you some areas that you're doing really well in, other areas that you might be able to improve upon to make yourself more effective. And so that way, you know, you'll get that ratio up higher. Now, all of a sudden, I don't have to talk to 40 drivers to get an application. I'm talking to 27. If that's the case, then the less drivers you have to talk to get those applications in, the more money you're going to make. It does take a lot of self-discipline to force yourself to sit down and do the focused work whenever you don't have a boss standing there looking over your shoulder, forcing you to be productive and on point. But in this business, you are your own boss. I've set this system up so that you decide what hours you're going to put into it. Whenever you get a contact and you do a pre-screening, you get to claim that ownership on that contact. And as long as you stay in touch with them at least every 60 days, that driver stays your driver. You get them hired, then within 6 months, you give them a call, that driver stays your driver. So you can build your book of business and have your catalog of drivers that you talk to and you get hired. You farm them for referrals, and those are going to be your contacts. Get those guys hired, and on and on and on, where you can build your book of business infinitely just by talking to drivers, getting them hired, farming for referrals, and staying in contact with them. And in addition to that, we also have the sub-recruiter program, where if you get somebody else that wants to become a part of this and start doing some recruiting, and you can help mentor them and sort of show them how to get started and encourage them, then we can bring them on as your sub-recruiter and get 5% commission on everything that they hire. And that does not come out of your sub-recruiter. It does not come out of their pay. I pay that out of my own pocket to incentivize you guys to help bring on talented team members to help us get drivers hired. And so this really is your own business. You're building your own paycheck. You're building your own ongoing year after year recruiting business here. And so I want to make sure it's going to be worth the time that you invest in order to make this effective and profitable for you so that it can make sense. Finally, the last thing that I'll mention here with regard to making this opportunity make sense is it's a tricky thing to strike and maintain a healthy work-life balance. And by that, what I mean is that I've been doing this for a while, and I'll even find myself still yet where, you know, one of two situations occurs. Either you get up in the morning and 6 o'clock a.m. you start working the job, and you're still sitting there at midnight that night, and you've gotten up twice to go to the bathroom, and that's it. And you feel like, and maybe in reality, because you work at home, you never leave the office. You're always there. You're always on, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, just locked in doing the thing. And then on the other hand, you know, you can have the situation where you have these distractions going on. You have these chaotic emergencies happening. You're running this way and that way. You meet yourself coming and going. And on some days, you just never show up at the office. You're sitting there at 10 o'clock at night getting ready to go to bed. And you think, oh, yeah, I forgot to recruit today because whatever happened. And so that ended up taking dominance and preventing me from doing things that needed to be done in order to move my business forward. And so you have to find a way to structure your day so that the time that you spend doing the job is effective, rewarding, and profitable. But at the same time, you have to remember to unplug and take time to breathe, get away from the office, and just, you know, let yourself relax. Have a little bit of downtime so that you don't burn yourself out. Because if you hit the point of burnout and it just stops being fun to you, then all of a sudden you forget why you're doing it. And so as important as it is to have the structure and the distraction-free environment and to show up and put in the time, it's also equally important to make sure that you are giving your family and your other personal effects and affairs the attention that they need, instead of just being always locked in, constantly doing the job and not taking a little bit of time for yourself and the rest of life around you. You got to smell the roses, so to speak. And if you can find a way to balance the demands of the job and life in general with the personal life, then this can be a really fun and rewarding career, helping a lot of great people get a lot of great jobs. And the money can be absolutely fantastic and insane. But I've had situations, jobs in my life before where the money was great, but I never had any opportunity to enjoy it or to make good use of it. And so I lost the point. I forgot why I was doing it. My kids were at home growing up without me. And, you know, I was off at some job 15, 16 hours a day trying to nail down a paycheck so I could keep them fed. So I believe that's all I've got for this one. If anybody has any questions about anything, feel free to shoot me a message, email, text, whatever. Otherwise, happy recruiting and have a great day.